The parking lot is overflowing at Claremont's back to school fair. It's at a playing field just outside of downtown. Families check out the fire truck and race cars and visit booths offering back to school info, giveaways, and games. But one booth has a freebie that no kid is begging for.
It just pokes your finger just a little bit and gives me some blood, okay?
A free on-site lead test. A nurse walks kids through the process.
Okay, we're just going to wash it real good because if there's any dirt on your finger at all, that could hold lead.
This year, for the first time, the school district is requiring lead screenings for all students entering kindergarten and pre-K. Lead is a neurotoxin, and exposure is linked to learning difficulties and aggressive behavior. The fair is a good chance for parents to get the screenings in if they haven't already before the start of school.
Not too bad, right?
Crystal Plude gets in line with her 21-month-old daughter, Emma, and some friends. She's surprised to learn lead is an issue.
I know it was a while ago, but I didn't think it was still an issue.
Before long, she settles into a plastic chair in front of the nurse. She's holding Emma in her lap. After a quick finger prick, Emma bursts into tears.
Yeah, Mama right here.
Plude and the nurse struggle to get a Band-Aid on her finger.
Okay, so that's not going to stay. No. Here, come here.
The results come back within minutes. Emma's in the normal range. Plude shrugs.
I figured she'd be okay.
Others are not as lucky. I meet one mother who got her son tested because he's going into kindergarten. He tested low, but she figured she'd test her younger son at the same time, and he had an elevated result. Across the playing field, Brian Rapp, chair of Claremont School Board, is waiting for his turn at the dunk tank. He says many families he's spoken with don't know lead is something that they should be watching out for.
There are so many things that, you know, young parents, even, you know, I'm an older parent, never really understood a lot of this stuff. And to have this campaign out there, it helps a lot.
Lead paint is the biggest contributor to elevated lead levels in New Hampshire. People used to think you'd have to eat a paint chip to have any real issue. But for young kids, even the tiniest bit of paint dust can be poisonous.
You don't ever want to rob a child from being able to grow into the most productive and capable human being that they can be.
That's Claremont Mayor Charlene Lovett.
When you have poisoning that can cause such irreparable damage, well, you've robbed them from that.
Because of its older housing stock, Claremont is one of several communities in the state where health officials recommend universal lead screening for kids. But that recommendation has fallen well short of a requirement. Only about half of all one-year-olds in Claremont are screened. City officials and local health providers are now hoping to dramatically improve those numbers. Mayor Lovett expects in the short term, they'll start seeing the number of elevated test results increase.
And is that because anything different is happening in the environment? No, it's only different because we're doing a better job of identifying the issue.
She says screenings are step one. The real goal is to prevent lead poisoning from happening in the first place. To that end, she's working with others in the city to get the word out about lead in homes and pull together funds to help property owners deal with the issue. She says, armed with better data, the city can more effectively tackle the problem for the future. For NHPR News, I'm Breacha Green.